Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, praise God. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. One of the things I will say today is God is good. I praise God. Do you praise him? I love him. I adore him so much. And as I said, one night we're going to come on with this program, Can We Talk? So we've introduced that program. We've been picking up some people to listen. And so I know some of you out there are hearing me on this Blog Talk Radio, and you also hear us on the air. So this time we want you to just come on. Let's have a grand time and praise the Lord. And I want to let you know the speaker, the host is the Reverend Royal, A. Royal, Prince of Love. Before I bring on, I want to hear somebody else. Amen. Because it's a lot we got to do right quick. Hello, my sister. How you doing? Hello?
Hello.
Are you there?
I was hoping you were talking to some of the other people that's joined us.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. The 8877, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, yes, sir. I'm here. Yes, sir.
Oh,
I'm here.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, I just want to let you know, tonight's that night. Can we talk? And what we're going to talk about? Talk about the BIBLE, the LOVE, the USA, et cetera, et cetera.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got the flow, sister. Go ahead.
Well, since we have a distinguished guest, we would like, if you wanted to introduce yourself, we would love for you to give us a topic that you would like to discuss tonight.
Well, I was down, just so happened to be down for a birthday. For my sister-in-law's birthday. And what happened was, I'm from Texas City, and I came down, and I went to church with her on yesterday. And if I tell you that God blessed, is this the pastor that was speaking on yesterday? Is this the pastor?
No, that's not him, Otis.
Okay, this is not the pastor that was speaking, but speaking on yesterday in Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He said no, that wasn't him, but he was good.
This is Dr. Hunt.
Right. Yes, Lord. So I just want to let you know that how God just poured out his blessing and I tell you that a lot of times, I remember one time when a pastor was telling me to lead God. He said, just ask God to lead God and direct you. And what I learned too, sister, is that when you ask God to lead and guide you and direct you, and you're a prayer, and if you're not, now I'm not talking about just saying you're a prayer, like if you're praying the Lord's Prayer or whatever, but when it's an appetite, say like an appetite, I'll put it to you like this, Bill. But when you have an appetite, just like you have an appetite for food, but when you have an appetite to pray, and I want to let you know that whenever no matter the situations about prayer, I tell you, if you never experience nothing or never go through nothing, and what have you, if you never go through storms, if you never, if it's never dark cloud, if it's not like finances, or if it's nothing like things that you don't have nothing to pray about, you will never know how to experience prayer. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
You wouldn't know how to experience prayer. But I learned that through it, is that, that if you have an appetite, you know how you get hungry for food when you go out through the day? But when you have an appetite for prayer, you got appetite. You see?
Amen.
And all you got to do is just add that to your everyday life and say, just like you have to eat, you have to pray too. It's part of your appetite. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
It's part of your appetite. So I tell you, I just thank God for the service on yesterday, and I tell you that man, he summed it all up, and I tell you, my sister just called me, and I got off, and she said, call this number. I thought I was going to be listening to a recording, and she said, don't you call this number at 7:30, and I said, well, let me call it right quick, because I looked at it, and I said, well, let me call it, and she said, I thought I was going to be listening to a recording, but I didn't know that I was going to be, like speaking or whatever, but I just want to let y'all know that, that God is good. You know what I'm saying? And I tell people that you have a faith walk. You got to hang on to your faith. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to hang on to that walk, no matter what the situation is. If he put you on a faith walk, you got to endure that faith walk. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And through that faith walk, you got to you can't complain. You cannot complain, because whatever God allows you to go through in order for that. But I can tell you that through that faith walk, if you add a little prayer with it and a little praise and a little worship, and you be faithful to Him. You know, that's the best way you can go. But I tell you, I thank God for that. But y'all, yes, ma'am. Y'all go on now. Y'all go on. Because I was just kind of, I just had to get
well,
that.
Well, you
and I've
just
been,
quoting,
yes, so.
Blessed are is he that hunger and thirst. Hunger and thirst. That's what it means. And then over in the Peter, oh, taste and see.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Oh, taste and see. I like that. Oh, taste and see. I like that.
That the Lord is good. Because it can't nothing feel that, you know, Jesus made us a promise. He said, they that follow me will never hunger or thirst again. Blessed is he that hunger that is thirsty after me.
Okay.
And I would give him that living water. That living water. He wasn't talking about water. He was talking about that spiritual water. Same
there
thing.
Yes, ma'am.
In St. John chapter 3 when Nicodemus came to, you know, must be born of the spirit. It's all talking about the
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, you have a great testimony today, because there ain't many people went to a church and really got a taste of goodness yesterday. You know,
yes, ma'am.
Now, my girlfriend, Sister Esther, she say she ran into a good taste yesterday also. But it's not very many churches out there feeding them where they want no more or where they want
anymore. Right.
You know,
Now, what church you belong to, brother?
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm listening to
you.
Yes, Lord.
He's not saying he belongs to that church, but he was down from Texas City. So in Texas City, what church?
I was in Texas, but I was down visiting. I was at a birthday. I went down to visit my sister-in-law that lived in Huntsville. And I went down there, she said I went to visit her church. And, man, I forgot his name, but it's right there in Huntsville. But anyway,
I think it's on 10th Street.
You know, but I want to let you know that God, man, that man must have got up. Look here, y'all. I don't know his name, but I can call back in. That man must have preached up a storm yesterday. I'm talking about not just to preach because of the, you know, like he was saying about the money or title, you know, title of church, you know, whatever denomination we are. You know what I'm saying? We need to get away from that, because what it is, God is looking for the truth. You know what I'm saying? And God is looking for people that's going to speak the truth now. Yes, ma'am.
And we all belong to but one church.
Yeah,
that's right.
And that's the
that's
church right. of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Yes,
where one or two, we call places churches, even though you can do it. It's because but it's talking about assemblies, you know. That's what the scriptures say, forsaken not to assemble.
And it goes on and gives the
quotation of that. It says, where two or three are gathered in his name. His name, that is the assembly. So that's what, but I thank God for your joy and your exuberance.
It is
contagious. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Is she on the line? We got another person on the line. Yes, somebody else. Come on. 1787, you on the line with us?
Yes, I'm here. I was just listening to my brother-in-law. And, he was so excited. I was just listening, you know. I was trying to tell him, no, that wasn't the pastor that preached yesterday. We just on on the radio talking about
international radio.
International radio talking. But like he said about that appetite. Yes, you have to have an appetite. This is an everyday thing. This got to be a part of your lifestyle. All through the day sometimes we need to talk to the Lord. I'm talking to the Lord. When I'm walking, I'm talking to the Lord.
Amen.
I try to stay in the presence, just talking. God, show me what to do. Give me this wisdom and knowledge to know how to do stuff. I ain't looking for materialistic stuff. I don't like that kind of stuff. I just ask for more wisdom and knowledge how to do business, what I need to do, what I need to read today, because what I need to read today could be for somebody along the way where I'm going. That's what I like.
I enjoy my brother-in-law.
I really did enjoy my brother-in-law. And I called some other people that's probably on the line, too, and tell them they can chime in, too.
Well, I tell you what, But you know what? He come on there full of mouth. He was happy. I said, wow, he was full of happy. I'm glad to know another man is full of joy. Let me see. We got 2704. You on the line? Let's go ahead. 2704
is on the line. Hi, Scrap Honey. I'm blessed too. I like that. Every day we should talk about Jesus. Yesterday we talked about Ezekiel was the one we was talking with. God called Ezekiel yesterday. He called him. He says, I want you to go talk to my people.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them.
Mm-hmm.
But thus said the Lord. And if they don't hear, I'm going to give you the scroll and I want you to eat it.
Oh my God.
I want you to fill yourself with it. All these words I'm giving you, I want you to give it to my people every minute.
Yes.
Take it for them. And if you know, a lot of times we might not listen. And he's telling us that today, too. A lot of times we don't listen.
Right.
We don't listen.
My.
But God is the one that Sunday school lesson really touched me yesterday. I was just, I had a chance to just, you know, just see what God was trying to tell Ezekiel. He said, can these bones live?
Can
these bones live?
Can they live?
And they live. And they live.
And they live.
They live. And that's what God wants us to do, to be able to move. Take these words in our heart every day and tell people about him. Be disciples for him every minute, every second. Don't leave nothing out. I talk to God 30 minutes a day. And then after that, I said, God, that's not enough. I need to talk to you some more. And I tell him, I said, God, I don't want to worry you. But I know you know what's all about me. You know who I am. And you know because you made me. And I just ask God for that strength every day. And yesterday as I was sitting in church and we had a powerful sermon, we had a good day, and God said the sermon was on show some signs. That's what it was on yesterday, show some signs. And this is the thing we have to do every day is to show some signs. Cover our hearts with this sign everywhere we move. Let people know we're about God, you know, and he loves us, and he made us,
Lord.
And he wakes us up every day to see this bright sunshine, you know.
That's right.
The churches is getting to the place where they're not listening, and they're going different directions, but you know what, we just got to keep to the fire. Keep it going, telling them about Jesus every minute, and keep them coming, you know. That's what I mean. A lot of them walk out of them doors, and they go do what they want to do. But the thing is that God knows. He knows. That's what he told Ezekiel. I can't send you down now to the one that's talking in the tongues, he says.
Mm-hmm.
I sure can send you to the one that's not talking in the tongues. Because they go do what they want to do. They don't do what they want to do, but those that's talking in tongue, they already know what I'm saying.
Yes, Lord.
And that's what I'm trying to learn every day is to speak that tongue. I'm asking God for that gift. I want it. I want
yes,
it.
Sir.
I really want that
yes.
gift. I know He will give it to me. And I just
yes,
have
ma'am.
To trust
and believe
that
it will
come.
It's a given gift.
It's a given gift.
It's a gift.
And yes,
I
want
to walk in that light to be able to get that gift.
Yes,
I know He's there. I know He
My
will
God.
Give it to me. He will
just
give
like
it to me, Reverend Hunter.
Yes,
you know I've been
yes,
asking
yes.
for that gift, Reverend Hunter. And
I know it.
Miss Galveston, and I sit side of the lady in church yesterday. And
look, Mama, you've been asking for it, but have you received it?
Yeah.
Are you receiving it?
This is what I.
Are you asking in His name, in Jesus' name? Are you asking in Jesus'
I'm
name?
I'm asking in Jesus' name.
Are you asking in Jesus' name? And believe it. And leave it alone.
And
let it go. Don't
he
go
will
back
give
and pick it up.
Me.
No, that's
I
right.
Can't
and
do
leave
that.
It. That's
leave
right.
It.
You
believe
leave
it.
It.
Leave
it.
Leave it and
there.
Receive it.
Yes, ma'am. Leave it and
receive it. I believe it and I receive it. This is what I'm
that's
doing.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Leave it alone.
Sometimes. Mother, sometimes we second guess this thing. And I, you know, my friend always calling me and for different advice and stuff like that. I say, stop second guessing yourself. Just do it. If God tell you to do something, just do it. I think if it's not right, then you're going to know it wasn't right. Just
thank
do
you.
It. Just
thank
do it. Stop thinking about it and stop second guessing yourself about it. Just do it. Just
that's
do
right.
it.
That's right.
Just do it.
Sister Galveston. Let me tell you,
yes.
Sister Gavin, when I asked God for the Holy Spirit, that was only one word came out of my tongue. One word came out of my tongue. But the more I began to pray in tongues, the
all right,
greater
now.
My it wasn't yay. Just one word. And it
one
come
word.
Out of my come out of my inner come out of my inner being. And that word
uh-huh.
came ah, and from that flow the Holy Spirit. Because
yes.
it began to flow, and I began to see God. I see God more and more and more. And when I'm
moving more
to
and more.
Room, and I begin to proclaim. And more of the Spirit will come upon me. The more He will enlighten
thank
me. The more He give me wisdom. The more He give me knowledge. It wasn't about a man thing. It's a God
no.
thing.
Thank you.
Yes, yes,
thank
yes.
You.
It's a
yes.
God
yes.
thing.
Yes.
It's
yes,
a God
yes,
thing.
It's a God thing.
Now we
got like
everything else out.
Well, we
yep,
got a lady.
Right.
I told her, sister Aroya, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just enjoying I'm enjoying last week. Can we talk? I'm enjoying it.
I'm enjoying all of you.
Oh,
boy. Wow.
And see, one of the things I was saying today to some people. I was out there tears today, and I was talking to some people. One of our daughters said that woman right there got permission. I said, but what does she do?
It's breaking up.
It's
breaking up.
You're
yes,
breaking
up,
Dr. Hunter.
Breaking up.
We bind this devil in the name
bind
of Jesus.
Bind that devil.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Can y'all hear me now?
Now?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
And I told her, I said, my daughter, I said, you know, they got me. I flat on my back. They was taking my arm and get, because I've had an encounter. But I'm receiving my healing back. And so as I began to tell her, and I said, God, tell her. And I told her, and she told me, she said, I needed that when I touched her. I didn't want to just let my hand just pass by. See, that's all it takes. One touch. And when God touched her, she kind of looked at me, and she understood what I was saying. Oh, I love God. See, one thing I would say to the can we talk tonight? See, and we live in America right now where we've got all kind of problems. But
yes,
it's time for the believer,
yes.
Stop fighting amongst ourselves. Stop fighting us
right.
around ourselves. Stop believing what the Bible says. Jesus said, he said, Jesus Christ had learned everything. He has to learn it. If we have to learn, see, we have to learn obedience. It's not a given thing.
Yes.
You got to learn things.
That's right. That's right.
You got
That's
to learn
right.
it. And see, I'm 71. Somebody told me, I said, I want a church. They said, but you too old. I said, well, Moses stopped talking. He didn't stop till he was 80 years old. I ain't ready to stop.
That's right.
The devil's
That's
alive.
Right.
And see, I believe there are a lot of people on the radio station right now that need some healing in their bodies, healing in
yes.
their minds,
yes.
healing
and
in their hearts, healing
yes,
in their
Lord.
Eyes, healing
Heal.
In their
yes,
intestines.
Lord.
Healing in the
yes,
stomach,
Lord.
Healing in the
yes.
whole parts of our body. And it's up to us
yes,
to say we believe Jesus Christ has given us the power to speak
you
that,
that,
speak that word. Speak that
yes.
word. Speak
yes,
it.
Yes, Lord.
Speak the word.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes,
see,
Lord,
I would say this, as Jesus said, he said, hey, Hunter, he said, I can't do nothing. He said, I can't do nothing except I see my Father do it.
That's right. Can't do nothing.
That's why Paul, when he's telling those people up there in the 19th chapter book of Acts, he said, now, since you believe, have you received? They said, receive. What are you talking about, man? We ain't received nothing. We ain't even Jesus Christ would die. He said, well, let me preach it more perfectly to you. And he began to preach to them. And as he preached to them, cut through the chase. And as he preached to them, he laid hands on them and they did what? And they, glory. And they spoke. They received and they spoke. They spoke in new tongues. That's God.
Yes, Lord. Thank
That's
you, Lord
the kind
Jesus.
Of God we serve.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right. That's right. Mighty Amen. God. Mighty God.
That's a mighty
Thank
God.
You, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, that was
and
that
see, God taught me to promise
yesterday.
Us.
Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Go ahead. Let's talk. Can we talk? Go ahead.
I was just saying, that was, we talked about that in church on yesterday. Do you believe?
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 Do you
Sometimes
believe?
We say we believe, and then when it comes down to it,
Amen.
Our mind go this way, that way. But you got to believe this thing that you're asking God for.
Here
comes the time now. It's time to tell my testimony now.
Okay.
I went through 7 years of dialysis.
Ooh.
7 years of dialysis.
My God. My God.
I didn't ask God for a kidney. I think it was almost closer to 7 years. I said, God, I'm tired now. In mm-hmm. that 7 years, I went 4 years to seminary school, 4 years, one night a week from Galveston, Dickerson, wherever I was staying at, all the way to Houston. The first 2 years I went on Mondays. The second 2 years I went on Thursdays. I went to dialysis Monday, Wednesday. When I started off, I was going Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. When I first started sitting there,
mm-hmm.
I was going Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I did not miss a day from school. I didn't miss a day. I kept doing my what God wanted me to do. I went to the nursing homes. I prayed for the people in the hospital. I didn't make no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make no excuses because I believed God that he was going to heal me one day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened. When that 3 weeks before that 7 years was up, I said, God, I'm tired now.
Mm-hmm.
I applied for the kidney, got the kidney. I turned them down twice. I got the third time when she called me to tell me about it, and I said, I got quiet on the phone. She said, are you there? I said, yes, I'm here. I'm just trying to hear from the Holy Spirit to tell me what to do. And
oh,
so she said,
Lord, hallelujah.
Are you going to take it? I said, ma'am, I'm going to take the kidney. She told me to get ready, and I was going to go to Bible study at night. She said, take your phone with you. I forgot to do that, too. And so when I got back, she said, I left my phone with my grandson, so she said, the phone rang as I walked in the door. And so she said, I've been trying to call you. I said I was going to try one more time. I answered the phone, and she started telling me what I need to do, get ready, because you pack my bags, and they might call me, such and such. I said, okay, I did all that. And as soon as I laid my head on the pillow, the lady called me. I looked at the phone. I said, that's them people. She called me. She said, come on. 1 o'clock in the morning. I said, okay, I'll be there. And so that day they were supposed to give me dialysis, but they didn't give me dialysis. I haven't had dialysis since. So I got the kidney the next day. Everything was going right till after the 6 weeks that when they took the urethra stent out, my creatinine started going back up. So I went to the hospital about six times, but I was never sick. The doctors would shake their head. I said they gave me three bypasses. I said, no, sir, it's not the kidney, and I'm not going to do another biopsy. They shook their heads. They said, you're right. Come to find out, it was something to do with the bladder, the tube that goes to the bladder. The kidney was narrow. I'm still moving. I'm still doing what God tell me to do. If I was at home, people was calling me. I'm the one supposed to be sick, I guess. But they was calling me for prayer, calling me to counsel them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't stop this thing. When you believe God, you believe God. And I'm doing
all the way.
Good right
now.
I'm doing very good right now. And I thank God every day.
Thank
I just turned 50 years old on Saturday. And I told my daughter, I said, just buy me a T-shirt. Say 60 and grateful. I'm grateful.
That's it.
And I'm still thanking God for whatever. I tell people my testimony. I tell it where I go.
Some people didn't know I was on dialysis until I told them. Let me bear witness
to what she's saying. See, she's at the school that I'm on the board of directors, and I know what she's talking about. But we had a praying group that we would pray. We pray for everything. And when she heard about our testimony, we just got to dance in the spirit. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we serve. When they told me I had cancer, when they said you got cancer, I said, that ain't my cancer. That's the devil cancer.
Yes, Lord.
And they went out. They wanted to do, as she said, they wanted to do this and cut here and cut that. I said, ain't no knife going to touch me. Ain't no knife going to touch me. I'm here by the stripe that Jesus bore on his back.
Yes, Lord.
And when I come back,
Lord.
They 6 months later, they come and check this. Miss Anna, Miss Anna, we can't find no cancer. I'm trying to tell you, it's not my cancer.
Lord, that's not my cancer.
I don't want it. That's not my cancer.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Told the devil, come get your cancer back. Give it to somebody out there. Take it back to the pit of hell.
Give it to somebody else.
I know that's right.
And when my heart was all, and there's a lady on it with more than a testimony, but I know this much. When God took my heart was all messed up. And he touched my heart.
Nah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What a God we serve.
Yes, Lord.
That's what the Bible
Lord.
Says. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. What's going on my help?
Yes.
My help
yes,
cometh
Lord.
From the Lord.
Who made the heavens and the earth.
Yes, Lord.
War glory.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hey,
we
got
to give it to him.
Hey.
We got to give him the praise. Can we talk? Yes, Lord.
Well, I know when I was out there in the drug, I was doing drugs big time. I was whoring around big time. I was gambling big time. I was doing everything. But I wasn't married. But I was out there a free man. But when I found what God had for me, I said, Lord. It's on.
I'm telling you.
I've been married 49 years to the same woman.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's a testimony. Ooh, that's a testimony.
Yes, that's a testimony.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank the Lord.
What that song says, well, Lord, don't do nothing without me. Whatever you do, don't do it without me.
Whatever you're doing, don't do it without me.
Don't do it without me.
That's right. Don't do it without me.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful testimony.
Okay. Amen.
Beautiful. Beautiful testimony. Reverend, I've been married 49 years.
Oh, y'all got married the same year, huh?
Yes,
hallelujah.
I was married 49 years. Yeah. Be 50 coming this September.
Oh, you're
I'm looking at 50 September the 2nd.
Well, mine's been August. Mine's been August. It'll be 49 years.
Oh,
Lord,
49 years.
Wow.
49
years.
One thing coming up.
Yeah.
But I tell every man. I tell every man.
50.
I tell every man on the station of without says the Bible says, "Love your wife as Christ
loved the church." Yes, Lord.
Oh my
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Right. He loved the church so much that he gave his life for it.
Life for it.
Yes.
He wasn't trying to fight a cross.
Somebody missed that, Dr. Donna. You got to say that again. Some man missed
it. Say it again, Pastor.
Say it again,
God said, men, love your wives as Christ loved the church.
Love the
he
church.
Didn't want to fight it.
Lord,
he didn't want to argue with it. He didn't want to put it down. He didn't want to put them out. He said, love them.
Yes, he did.
As Christ. How did Christ love the church?
Lord.
He put his arms around. He protected it. He said, you can't do what I'm going to do it for you. That's why I tell men.
Yes,
some men say, well, he got bloomers on. I don't wear no bloomers. I wear man underwear. I'm a man.
Yes, Lord.
I'm a man. And I love my wife.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And he didn't say love things. He said love your wife. You know, there's not a scripture to tell the women to love their husband, but the scripture tell the women in Timothy. For the old women to teach the young women. There is no other scripture that tells us to love love our husbands like Christ loved the church. But the intent is in there because I believe God just knew that we would love that. If a man loves you like Christ loved the church.
But the catch
is, y'all, some of these men love their cars more than they love their car.
That's right. That's right.
Come on, sister. Come on, sister. Throw rocks. Throw rocks. Throw rocks.
See, attitude change. Let that purse, let a man's wallet get sort of close to being empty, or he done paid all the bills and ain't got nothing left. You see how much love, then you ain't very nice. I've been married and my husband say, you're going to handle all the money. But once I start handling the money, doing what was right with the money, when he wanted his money, I was all kind of named.
Let's pray for him.
But we do pray that Christ, that all the men who have called on the name of Jesus, the
Amen.
Bible says that everything have breath.
Praise the Lord.
That
Lord.
Male,
Amen.
Female, and everything that can breathe. But that's ants, bugs, everything that breathes.
Yes.
Everything that have
everything.
Breath. We pray that everything will get
everything.
Will praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
And when you and I still want to paint a picture for you that when we see the Muslims, boy, my phone is echoing again. However, when we see these Muslim women and these men dressed in their garb, know this, that seven times a day they face their
eat.
And they pray, no matter where they at or what they're doing, they pray. And if we can't praise God seven or more times a day, we are unworthy servants.
Yes, ma'am.
Give God his praise because you can't
overpraise
him. Give God his glory because he is worthy. The angels stand around the throne 24/7 giving God the glory. 24/7.
Yes, ma'am.
Now remember, that's what we're going to be doing. So if you don't plan on praising, worshiping, and honoring and exalting God, the Almighty, when we die, because you know the children of Israel, they got over there in the Holy Land and said we would have been better off putting water between bricks than to come over here and die. Just that's the same way. Ungratefulness is a horrible sin, y'all. Everything depends on an attitude of gratitude.
Amen,
like
sister,
she said,
everything.
The sister testified, and she is right to testify. There are people on this line that you have been delivered from great things, and God and have not given that. That praise and that glorification to God. God has done something for us. He's bought us from the dead. From the dead twice. See, we've been bought from the dead twice. You remember, that's in the New Testament what I'm quoting there. Twice dead, the Bible says. You know, because we were dead in our sins and trespasses before we was born again. And then once we got born again, we've been made alive forevermore.
Yes.
Forevermore.
Yes,
it ain't just temporary. This is forever. Forever and
forever.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
Amen.
If you didn't, if you're depressed, and the devil is riding your back and your bills and your trouble and your children and all these things. Just like Job, you know, people keep coming to you with bad reports. But if you you can still just remember that I'm going to live forever. I've got eternal life. I've got the Holy Ghost inside
that
of me. If you can't think of just that when that devil is riding, I'm like, believe me, I've been
come
there.
On.
Come on. I've been there. I've been there too many times.
Right.
I was in a wheelchair for 27 years. I done died 3 times. I was stricken with MS when I was 28 years old. I've had 6 husbands who was 3 of them was preachers, and they tried to kill me. You know, so I've been there. So I know that devil is defeated. He's under my feet. We got the victory. And all you got to do is just to start thinking, Jesus, Yeshua.
Jesus.
And get over that.
I'm sure.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Amen. Well, I want to, the lady with 5148, that's your last 4 numbers. You got a word you want to say to us?
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be among the saints. God
Amen.
Is praise for the things that he has done. He is faithful. And as long as we keep our prayer life activated, there is nothing that he will not do for us.
Yes.
Activate. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
God,
activate
Activate.
I like to activate it.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, ma'am.
But
I know this much, sister.
It's on the line. I have to wait until the appropriate time comes. God says, tell her there is a greater blessing for you. There's a greater blessing for you. He said, you keep talking to him about it. He said, you keep talking to me about it. He said, speak it into existence. Speak it into existence.
Yeah.
Speak it into existence. I don't know nothing about you, my dear sister, but I'm going to tell you what the Lord is saying. He said, because your faithfulness, your faithfulness. Now, he said, your faithfulness. I hear your prayer. He said, I'm going to give everything you've asked me for. All you got to do is just believe.
Yes, Lord.
He said, right now.
Yes, Lord.
Right now.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Said, and you've been asking more of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to get more of the Holy Ghost. You want more of the anointing. That's what you're asking God for. More of the anointing. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive this anointing. I receive it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And the anointing is on you. From the crown of your head, it's coming out of your belly like never before.
Thank you, Lord.
And she said to me, Lord, she said, Lord, I didn't expect all this. And the Lord told me, she said, you never always have the expected spirit. Always.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And somebody you know, sister, you praying for them. You are praying for them to change their ways.
Yes, Lord.
You're praying for them to change their ways.
Yes, Lord.
And you've
cried out to the Lord.
You've cried out to the
Lord.
Lord, hear my prayer. I love this person. I want them to change their lives. And you've been crying out to God. You're going to see that person come down, bow down and say, forgive me. Forgive me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh Lord, see, I don't have a contentious spirit. I have an humble spirit. I want God to use me. Use me, Lord.
I
don't know about anybody else. Use me. I don't have the greater testimony. I know that I once was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. I once was blind, but now I can see. I couldn't see, but now I can see.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Can we talk?
As you were saying that, Dr. Hunt, I was thinking about sometimes when we go through life and go through the experience and the circumstances and the struggles and the temptations, when we get down, we got to go and say, God, renew my spirit within you.
Renew my spirit within you, God. Every day, every day.
Every now and then, we go through all these things. We got to say, God, it's time for a renewal. It's time for a renewal. Yes, Lord. We got to renew this thing, God. Sometimes it be time for the renewal because life don't ish out a lot of good things. We have to go through these things. While we're going through, God, take me through. I want to go through for the purpose that's in my life because I need to get to this next level. I don't want to stay at this level.
Yes.
I need to get to the next level, but I need a renewal right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We got to get that renewal down in us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And right now, what God is doing to all of us, God is that the angels coming and visiting us. A lot of people don't know angels are visiting you. He's visiting us. God and the angels is hearkening. They want to hear God. They want to hear our prayer. And they said, so-and-so on this prayer line, God, answer that prayer. That's how the angels come down. And they will surround us. Psalm 91 says it. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High.
Secret place of the Most High shall abide.
Where that secret place is a secret. God has a secret. He don't share with nobody. It's a tool of faith. Hallelujah.
Right.
He don't share it with nobody but his saints. But I want to say to you tonight while we're on this, can we talk this night? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, this night we come before you with thanksgiving our hearts, Father, for the many things that we just desire more of you. We want knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And Father, you said, but first seek ye the kingdom of heaven, and all these things, all these other things will come. But Father, we just seek your kingdom. We seek the fullness of it. Father, we just pray for the United States of America, Father. We pray that the enemy come in, he's trying to dismantle everything. But you've given us the authority. We take the authority of all 50 states,
yes,
Father,
yes,
in the name of Yeshua,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, Father. We're not
the
trying to reach victory.
Jesus.
We got the victory, for the victory is ours.
Yes.
You've given us the victory. We have the confidence. We have
Ooh,
it, Father. We
Lord.
Just want to say thank
you.
We want to say
thank
you, Father.
Lord.
And to my sister Gavison, Roko Rondre, he corrondre, and the Mukundahande, Lombeka Satiha, and then the Father,
yes,
in the name of Jesus,
yes,
from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Living water.
Yes,
living water.
Lord,
flow. Flow, 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 in the name of Jesus. And let the blood of Jesus cover this whole radio station. Let the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. Let the blood. The enemy can't come against the blood. And when Jesus sees the blood, when God sees the blood, the devil has to flee. Flee, devil, flee.
Flee.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord.
And then, Father, I want to thank
you.
I want to thank for all my sisters. I want to thank you, my brother. I want to thank you this
thank
night,
you,
Father.
Lord. Thank
while we're
you.
On the radio,
thank you, Jesus.
We don't have no shameness with you. We just love
you.
We praise you. We just praise you. We don't have to have a building. We just need a place to go
you, Lord,
and
Jesus.
Declare and decree
thank
the word
you,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes, Lord.
You,
yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. See, yes, Lord. See, God know who to dial. See, God, you know, with this radio station, see, God going to put to everybody that's called. We can talk. That's why I say, can we talk? You know, a lot of times, you know, but can we talk? And the thing about it, God is going to allow us to talk because he got everybody that's going to call is going to come through him. It's going to come through him. Everybody that called that, this radio station is going to come through him.
Thank you.
And we're going to be able to talk.
Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word.
It's just a blessing. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Amen.
It's
a blessing.
It is a blessing. Mm-hmm. Yes,
Lord.
I needed it. I needed that blessing tonight. I needed that blessing tonight. I needed that word from the sister, from all of you. I needed that word tonight to flow within me.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
Hunter,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, you know what, Sister Miss Galveston, one thing I've come to understand, hang around the fire, you're going to get burned.
That's right. That's right.
I'm going to keep hanging around the fire so I can be burned. You know, the devil is on every hand, but I'm not. He's seeking whom he may devour, but I'm not going to let him devour me. I'm going to move him.
Lord.
I want to be anointed in his word so I can.
Yes, Lord.
Well, I want to tell you this. This woman has a pastor. He's a powerful pastor, and God is using her pastor. The man has a WRD inside of him. It flows. It flows. He teach you. He do what Jesus said. Jesus know the intents of their hearts. Sometimes pastors don't know the intents of the people's heart. But when God gives you that anointing, he gives you that wisdom, that knowledge,
that
understanding. That's it, anointing. That the anointing breaks every yoke. That's why the devil don't like us. That's why the devil don't like us. Devil don't like this. He don't like us.
No,
he don't like
you
him. I don't like him either.
You know one thing I learned, and I stick this in my head. See, when Jesus came, he defeated him. So he's already defeated. So he don't like God. He's an enemy of God. So what you think about us? He don't like us either. Amen.
No,
right.
No.
That's right.
You don't
hang
around
that's right.
Him.
No.
He don't like me. I don't like him. So whatever you
that's
do
right.
to me, I'm going to keep doing what I do for God. I just say,
amen,
I'm going to
keep
doing
what
I'm going to keep on
amen.
Doing.
Amen.
Keep on doing it every day. I want to lift him up.
Lord.
Lift him up.
Yes, Lord.
It hurts. It hurts. I mean, it hurts. But I said, God, help me. Help me, Lord.
Help me.
You got to help
me,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
If you don't help me, I can't
help
be
me.
Here.
I
help
can't
me,
do it
Jesus.
By myself.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I really
Jesus.
Enjoy
this
when you're going
tonight.
Through, and every time he come against you, just say, God, I thank you. I don't thank
I
you
thank
for what he's trying to do to me, but I thank you because I know you're going to bring me out of this thing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to praise you anyhow.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
I ain't giving him the satisfaction to know, oh, when he hit me, I'm going to go down. No, not like that.
Yes, Lord.
When I go down,
yes,
there's going to be a praise on my knees, praising to God, thanking him.
Mm-hmm. Amen, sister. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's the way we're going to do. Praise
yes,
him.
Lord.
Don't
in the name of Jesus.
Right.
Praise
the
Lord. Now, I want y'all to understand something. In order for this Monday night prayer line to get, can we talk, get better, everybody got to invite somebody. And I want y'all to know, on the Fridays at 2 o'clock, the same thing is on the, see, during the daytime.
Okay.
And I want you to understand one thing. I'm in love with the Word.
Yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
afraid, but yeah. I'm in love with
the
Word.
I met you a long time ago. I sure did. You sure? You're in love with the
yes,
Word?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And if
yes,
I can help somebody
a long time ago on the radio.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah. And I was going through a surgery with my hip, and now the clear blue, he came through and called me. He said, Miss Galveston.
That's God we said. Yeah, Miss Galveston. That's who I call him,
Miss Galveston. He called me, and I said, Wow. Wow.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Sure did. But that's every
God
time I was going through something, he would call me.
Yes,
and
Lord.
He knew.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He knew what I was going through. And he would call
my
me
God.
His Galveston. He sure
my
did.
God.
Lord.
That's the kind of God.
So I've been knowing Reverend Hunter for a long time.
Likewise.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
On 1360
Amen.
In the morning. So
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, we got about 20 minutes. Yeah, we got
but
about 20, we got about 10 minutes left. Anybody else got something to say? We got about
you.
10 minutes left. Anybody
I enjoyed
else?
It. Too.
I enjoyed it, too.
I enjoyed it, too.
Well, that young man, that young man that came on, I won't hold on. Are you there, Aroya?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going
right there. She good.
Oh, yeah. This is. I've been knowing this woman almost 40 some years. This woman got the WRD in her, and when
wow,
she when she go and talk about
I
the testimonies,
that.
I see her. I just sit down. I say, Oh Lord, I say, I can. Oh Lord, I just sit down, and I thank God for a testimony. Not so much about her. It's a testimony.
Yes.
And when you try to trick her. She knows the WRD.
Yeah.
She
Amen.
Knows the word.
That's what
but
it's
I'm going to ask that young man.
We're so glad to have y'all all on, and we want more men and men. Like he say, tell some, what to say, my son, preach one, teach one, bring one.
Yes.
One. There we go.
Yes, Lord.
That's it.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
He's good, boy.
Yes, Lord.
What was that? Yeah, what was the young man's name that's on here?
Otis Harris.
Well, even when you go back to your home town, you can still call in on this line.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I got you.
No matter what state or where you at, it might be
around the world.
Yes, Lord.
Same time, and make sure you get Dr. Hunter's number so you can.
Okay.
We looking. God is here's the order. God is the head of Christ. Christ is the head of man, and man is the head of man.
I didn't hear you, sister. Can you say that again? I didn't hear you, sister. What did you just say?
No, that's right.
He said,
"Get out the door, shouting at the wall, Lord."
He said it, boy. He said it.
Yes, sir. God's order is above every order, and I love God. I love God. He hurts me, and I've been preaching.
I love him.
So I know.
Without him, I can do nothing.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I want to let y'all know the best thing that God can do for us is giving us this radio station. We can speak to the nation around the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got a guy calling from Africa. He wants to be on the radio station.
Wow.
Lord Elmer. Lord Elmer.
Africa.
Lord Elmer.
You know, and got one coming on tomorrow night. Got one coming on tomorrow night. See, what I say to people, it's not so much about the M-O-N-E-Y. It's about how much you measure what God has given to you. Money is nothing.
That's right.
The Lord says, I can pull. He said, I can open you up a window and pull you out a blessing.
Pull you out a blessing. You'll have room enough.
Yes,
room enough to receive.
Room enough
to receive.
Yes, he will.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes
Lord.
Lord. Thank you, Lord
you
Jesus.
Have room
hallelujah.
Enough to contain.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look at God.
Thank you.
Look at God.
Thank you.
Look at God.
Now, Brother
thank
Otis.
You,
Brother Otis.
Yes, yes sir.
Brother
yes,
Otis.
Sir. Yes,
here's
sir.
My, here's,
yes, sir.
Here's my cell number. 832.
Okay. Okay, let me. Just give me just a few minutes. I'm sure I'm gonna get it, Pastor.
I'll give it to you, Doctor Honey.
Okay. Well, let me say this, Brother
okay.
Otis. I want you to close
yes,
us out. What God has done for you today. We love you, brother. We love you.
Yes,
we
sir.
Love you.
Yes,
I mean, everything.
Yes, sir.
I enjoyed the whole program, Reverend.
You
touched
yes.
my heart tonight, both of them, the Reverend and the sister. Oh my goodness, yeah, both of them. Oh
thanks.
Wow, I just want to tell everybody about them. I know.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Go ahead.
Thank you for the word.
Thank you
for the word, Father.
God is good.
Thank you
for the word. It's all right.
We good.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, because of who you are, Lord Jesus. We thank you because of who you are, Lord. And God, we ask you, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, that I ask you, Lord, to, you know, this radio station, Lord, it was just a blessing. But I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to, you know, to let it grow, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, let it be about, let everything be about you, Lord. Let the testimonies come forth, Lord Jesus. Let your word come forth, Lord Jesus. And God, I just, we just call, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this radio station where you can call in, Lord. You know, and God, we just love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you right now, Lord Jesus. And God, we
right
give
now,
it all
Lord.
To you, Lord.
Right now,
Jesus.
Lord.
We give it all
mm-hmm.
to you, Lord. We bind the devil, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus right now, Lord.
Right now.
We destroy the works. We destroy the works of the devil right now, Lord Jesus. We destroy
right
the
right
devil.
Now,
Lord, as they go. And as
right
they go
now,
this week,
touch.
Lord Jesus, lead, guide, and direct them, Lord Jesus. Keep your protective shield around them, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, wisdom, Lord, knowledge, Lord Jesus. Give them whatever they need, Lord Jesus. Give them whatever they need, Lord Jesus. These are your people, Lord Jesus. These are your people, Lord. And we just want to thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord
Jesus.
Oh, God, we just want to give you the praise, and we just want to lift you up, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, it's not like you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. We're looking to the hills while help coming from you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask you to have faith, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, your blessing,
Lord.
Your blessing. It was you tonight, Lord Jesus.
Woo,
it was you, Lord.
Nobody
it was all about
God.
You, Lord.
Nobody
Jesus.
But you,
oh, God,
Lord.
We had hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah,
woo.
Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we give it all to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God,
yes,
we give
God.
It all to you, Lord Jesus. And I ask you to bless each and every one, Lord Jesus. Whatever the situation is right now, Lord Jesus, wherever they're going
God,
through, Lord
God.
Jesus, if it's a financial blessing, if it's a burden
God,
that needs to be lifted, Lord
yeah.
Jesus, I ask you right now to work it out, Lord. Work it out,
work
Lord.
It out, Lord.
Work it out. Work it out.
Work it out.
Work it out.
You remove any obstacle, Lord. Remove the obstacles right now, Lord Jesus. Remove them, Lord.
Remove
them right now, Lord Jesus.
Move
oh,
right
God,
now.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, as we go throughout this season, as we go throughout tonight, Lord Jesus, we give it all to you, Lord Jesus. We give it in your
right
Son,
there.
Jesus' name. Amen
Jesus.
And amen.
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 Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen, thank
and
you,
the Lord keep watching over all of you. And,
yes.
And remember my words. Remember this here. I love you. I love
yes,
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
God bless y'all. God bless you.
God bless
y'all.
God bless
y'all. Yes, Lord. I'll bless you. I'll bless you all.